We're at a solar plant in California.
So first we got to talk about the general layout of the solar plant, and then we sort of toured the solar plant. They gave us some technical explanations of how things work.
From the sun to the panels to the inverter box, which changes direct current to alternating current, and then into the transmission lines that go to home.
And we got to talk to some people involved in the PG&E process.
My favorite part of the tour is probably just walking around and being able to ask industry professionals questions.
It was really great. I think it's one of my favorite days so far.
So far, we have gone to the hydro plant. It was so beautiful up there in the mountains. Gone to the solar plant.
There's literally just solar panels in a field.
Tomorrow's Diablo, which is going to be awesome because we're going to the nuclear plant.
I really like the Monterey Bay Research Institute. The guy who's speaking was a very, very like engaging speaker and is showing pretty pictures of like very cool animals.
So we thought, you know, great, we'll follow this octopus and see how long it takes her to hatch her eggs. So we started following this octopus. Any guesses how long it took? A year? 2 years. Yeah, we thought maybe 2 years at the outside. Here you can see the eggs. 4.5 years. She sat on those eggs, protecting them.
I really, really liked the hydroelectric power plant.
It was really interesting to see the whole process of the water starting at the top of the mountains and traveling down, going through turbines and reservoirs and such.
Hydroelectric power takes up a lot more space than I thought it did. I thought it was something you could kind of just stick in a river and you'd have one plant off of a dam and that was it.
Seeing it in person, you get to see like the amount of water and the sheer like force it would take to turn those turbines, and to see the turbines in real life because they had one taken out. That was the best part.